gotta make the boat. And I'm getting very old.
This is Carrie Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KBR 680 104.5, the sports leader.
All right, great to have you back with us. Have a lot of fun. That's what baseball is. It's entertaining. I'm glad that we could be here in Mesa and get ready for the A's and the Giants. Carrie Crowley joins us from the Bay Area News Group. How are you?
Excellent today, Marty. How are you?
Very good. I'm enjoying it after yesterday. That was a long day for me yesterday.
Far too long of a day. The 2.5 hour rain delay. You know my thoughts on it. I was very strong with my commentary yesterday. Shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it was a long day. I put in about 14 hours, and of course, back out here early today. But that's it. We love doing this.
We
do. It's a story of baseball. All right, I watched the team walk across when they showed up today. Two people just stood out amongst everybody else. Who do you think?
Well, no matter how many players the Giants put in the dugout, no matter how many players walk across the field, one that always stands out, Sean Gelly.
That's one.
6'11".
Very clear.
Can't wait to see him pitch today. I already decided that I'm actually going to walk out of the press box and go down behind home plate and sit there to watch Gelly up close and personal, because I haven't done that before. I haven't seen the ball come out of his hand. I haven't seen a live bullpen from Gelly, so I'm really excited. And as for the second player who stood out, I have no clue. Maybe Yolmer Sanchez, because he walked in alone.
No, he would have brought his gold glove with him.
He would have seen that.
But Wilmer Flores.
Wilmer Flores
Come
and the blonde hair.
I mean, you see all these people. Yeah. Look out here now. I don't know, maybe he's got his hat on now so you can't see. But you see this whole crowd of 60 people walk in, and the one guy is fully blonde. So, Michelle, those are the two. Sean Gelly and Wilmer Flores.
Wilmer Flores does stand out. Debuting at first base today.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of him.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that I sort of took from yesterday, and for whatever it's worth, and believe it, it's a first spring training game. There's 200 more games. You know, there's a whole story ahead of us. But, you know, you look at that lineup, and they don't really do any damage.
No.
And at some point, you want to win games.
And is that what we're here for?
That's the goal of winning games. And at some point, I just feel that we're going to see a lot of people playing different positions here.
Yeah, we are. We're going to see a lot of people moving around. We're going to see them try to generate more offense with the platoon lineups. But I think it comes down to when they put their lineup on the field, 162 games of the season, do they have enough to scare the other team? Do they have enough to win a 6-5 ball game? Do they have enough to win a 7-4 game? And to me, the way this team is currently constructed, of course, we don't know the 26 opening day rostered players. They don't. They probably need a little bit more, but that wasn't the objective of Farhan Zaidi this offseason or Scott Harris, the new general manager. They're looking to kind of improve the margins of the roster while they wait for some of these veterans' contracts to run out. So they need Jalen Davis to break out. They need Mike Yastrzemski to have another strong season. And so many other players have to play well for this team to even come close to 500.
I thought about Joey Bart, and, you know, I get on these crusades from time to time. You know, I'll say it again, second pick in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a huge college player. And I realize Posey and Bart are here. But this is a team that, as Mark Simon says, needs a lot of good things to happen to get over the hump. You've got playing room. You know, you're playing with house money, so to speak, this year.
Yeah.
Can't this guy get in? We saw him hit a tremendous home run yesterday. Is it crazy for me to think this, that he could break with the team?
I think it's crazy to think he'll break
okay.
with the team. I do. But I'm much more optimistic about Joey Bart appearing late May, early June, that area, than some of the other beat writers when we talk in our discussions. And we go through this so much. We calculate the roster together. We look at the infield, the outfield, the catching depth. When is so-and-so going to come up and play? But I seem to be higher on Joey Bart than just about everyone else. I think they've got to get him up. There's got to be a reason come June or July that fans want to come out to Oracle Park and watch this team. And that goes back to our original point. They don't have enough offense, and that's what Joey Bart provides. You saw the swing yesterday, Marty. So smooth. The opposite field power is legit, and you just want to see him against major league pitching.
Yeah, I think so. We saw some relievers yesterday who opened eyes, mm-hmm. and I think you mentioned a couple of them in what you wrote after the game. You want to share that with us?
Yeah, I thought that Matt Caricedi was a standout. 30 games of Major League experience. I believe 19 with the Rockies, 11 with the Mariners. Has never really broken through at the Major League level. But the fastball was spotted at the knees, 93, 94. And the splitter was really good. It was getting ugly swings. And as a reliever, you only need two pitches to be effective for three batters at a time. That's what they're looking for. And so he really stood out. Three strikeouts in his inning. Rico Garcia was the other guy. Electric stuff, 96 on the radar gun. Marty, you look at him and you wonder, is he one of the new coaches? Is he, helping
like
out
Maranta
in camp? But
like,
yeah,
Maranta, maybe?
Exactly. But he is athletic. He moves well on the mound, and the stuff was legit yesterday. I didn't get to see all of his pitches, but 96 inside corner works, and it worked against the Dodgers. Two strikeouts for him.
Rodriguez, yesterday, bad defense in the first
horrendous
inning.
Defense.
Did Jalen Davis just misplay that, or was that a function of the weather? Because the ball, to me, looked like it skidded on him.
The ball skidded on him, but it was a misplay. He was squared up over the ball. He went down on his knee, and the ball went right under his legs. And if you're squared up like that, I think it's a misplay, regardless of where you are in the outfield, how wet it is in the outfield. I think that was right to be called an error, as were the other two. Donovan Solano with the line drive off his glove, and then Mauricio Dubon unable to move to his right and make a tough play in the infield.
What did you think of Rodriguez?
I liked the velocity uptick yesterday from Rodriguez. I know that he was struggling the first two batters with his command, but he blew 93 past Cody Bellinger, and I think he's got a little bit of deception with his motion, something that he does with his front arm or glove that seems to throw hitters off. So if he can bring that velocity up 2 miles an hour this year to where it was in the 2018 season. He really dropped off last year from that fastball standpoint. And so encouraging sign for him. A long way to go to be a Major League starter consistently, I think, especially with the way the Giants view their current staff. But can he be a two-inning guy out of the bullpen? Probably. He'll have options, and I don't think he's in jeopardy of being DFA'd or banished to AAA for the entire season. I think that they really want to give him one more strong, solid chance.
Plus, he's Pudge's kid.
Yes.
You can't give up on
him. I know how you
him.
Feel about the lineage.
Yes, you can't give up on him. There's
no
way.
Exactly. Give Derek Rodriguez an extension now,
he gets
Marty.
A second look.
Yes.
Or a third look. All right. Keon Wong is going to be in the game today.
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
Hawaii native, Hilo Hawaii, plays all over the infield, second and third base, left-handed bat. And what you, of course, want to mention is the lineage, Marty. For someone like you who cares
Thank
about
you.
These
yeah.
things so much, his brother Colton has been the infielder for the Cardinals for so long now. And so, of course, if one brother is a successful Major League player, doesn't it make sense that the other would be a successful Major League player?
He can hit.
He can. The Marty Lurie declaration. There it is.
He
First of
hit.
The spring, folks.
He can hit.
He
I
can hit.
I don't know where he'll play, but I'm telling you, he can swing the bat.
He's got options, too. So he's kind of that flexible depth.
Yeah.
If they keep Yolmer Sanchez on the opening day roster, it doesn't work out, then they can bring up Keon Wong.
Okay. Kerry Crowley with us. Jamie Westbrook?
Don't know much about Jamie Westbrook.
He's one of your guys here from Arizona.
Yeah, he is a Bash of High product, Chandler, Arizona. And so know a little bit about him. He spent time in the D-backs organization, I believe, most recently. Was up at AAA. I saw him last year when I went to go see a rehab start. I think it was Johnny Cueto who made a rehab start for Sacramento when he was coming back from Tommy John. And Westbrook was in that lineup. And I don't think he's cracked the big leagues yet, but the Giants are giving him the DH opportunity a day after they gave it to Darren Ruff. So some of these journeyman minor leaguers, Ruff was over in Korea, getting some early looks by Gabe Kapler.
Well, he can run.
Can he?
He can run.
Okay,
Jamie
he can
Westbrook,
run.
He can run.
And he's the DH, so that's great.
Right.
Taking full advantage of his speed in the field, huh?
If he gets on, maybe we'll see him do something. Joe McCarthy.
Yeah.
Joe McCarthy. Have you ever spoken to Joe McCarthy?
Well, before my
Has
time
anyone
from a
ever
political
talked
standpoint.
To him? No, not someone else told him.
Yes.
Vince Catronio laid that on me already
yes.
today. The senator from Wisconsin, House Un-American Affairs Committee. Joe McCarthy, the Giants have one.
Yes.
He's hitting fourth. Have you ever spoken to him?
I have not.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
And he's been in the organization. He came over at July 30th last year.
Tampa Bay Rays.
He's here in the clubhouse in spring training, but he's almost like a ghost.
Well, starting today, we're going to talk a lot to Joe McCarthy because he's someone who's in this mix.
Yeah, plus he hits left-handed.
The reason they acquired Joe McCarthy was because he was going to be part of that great 40-man roster crunch that the Tampa Bay Rays had last year. And so the Rays viewed him as expendable, had injuries in his minor league career, but you know, coming out of Virginia, he was a highly touted prospect. He was a highly touted outfielder. And so the Giants think that he really never had that opportunity at the major league level. Maybe they can be the team that gives it to him. Good left-handed power when he does stay healthy. So I am intrigued to see Joe McCarthy swing the bat, because the numbers last year in the PCL at the end of the season weren't so great that they jumped off the page. But can he play a role? Farhan seems to believe.
He's here. He's hitting fourth today.
Yeah, that's an indication.
Come on.
Yeah.
What about Tyler Heineman, the magician?
Yeah, Tyler Heineman, the magician.
Switch hitter, catching.
I want to see if the power that we've seen in batting practice is legitimate and can translate to the games, because the sample size at the major league level is so small. I think it's 11 at-bats, but he homered off of DeGrom, and then he doubled off of Syndergaard. So if he's able to do that, maybe the Giants have something.
He's a magician. He's done things in the clubhouse, and if he can make a few people disappear, maybe he'll be on the team. He's going to have to do that.
That is unfair to Tyler Heineman.
All right. Well, Brantley is pushing him a little
bit.
Yeah,
we'll see Brantley today, too. Left-handed
hitting
catcher. I think he's on the reserve list. I know he's here. I saw him walking onto the field.
And the other guy I want to see is Dickerson today.
Yeah, of course.
You know, see him healthy and see him swing the bat with some authority.
Mm-hmm. Good live batting practices this week from Alex Dickerson in terms of the plate discipline. He got jammed, but he was able to go the other way with a ball earlier this week. And he was joking how he beat the shift, even though there were no players on the field. But he just punches the ball, and when he makes contact, it's solid. You notice it. He puts on a tremendous batting practice when the coaches are throwing to him. And can he stay healthy? That's, of course, the question
that's going
to dominate his entire career, not just this season, not just in the past, but into the future as well.
Andrew Suarez, what do you expect out of him today?
I don't know. I would like to see something different from Andrew Suarez than
what do you think he's got to work on?
Fastball command.
Okay.
Fastball command was spotty. He's throughout his career gotten by high school, college, minor leagues on being good at throwing a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from the left side and that kind of being enough. But can he place it? Can there be pinpoint location?
Yeah.
That's the next step for him. And I just want to see something different, whether it's the changeup looks more polished, the slider's better this year. There needs to be some slight improvement that Suarez can make.
The other guy is Franco.
Anderson Franco, my favorite reliever. He's my guy.
He can throw.
Yeah. Well, he throws strikes, Marty.
Yeah.
Relievers don't throw strikes. That's why they're relievers. Anderson Franco throws strikes.
Yeah.
Came in last year, was great at the end of the season.
Yes, he was.
For the Giants. And so that's why I think he can make the team, because he puts the ball in the zone.
Yeah. I thought the bullpen yesterday and today, again, we'll see some people that are going to be interested.
I think the Giants will have a top five bullpen in the National League. I couldn't tell you more than two guys who will be in it on opening day, but they have so many intriguing arms that they need to be able to maximize all these guys' value.
Boy, very good. Let's talk about Pave Fine Jewelry. Of course, Michael Henlick is,
let's do that.
Is my favorite. Does a great job. He's over in Rockridge, 4th Street in Berkeley. He's the finest jewelry designer in the Bay Area. For things for the family, for commemorative things that you'll have for your whole life. So I said to you, you have a girlfriend, right?
I do. Oh,
you buy
she's
her any
love
jewelry?
This. You know,
come on.
Our anniversary's coming up, Marty.
Would you please?
I'll send you over to Pave.
I think I've got to go to Pave.
Yeah.
I'll give you a gift certificate.
She would love that.
Going.
I think she'd love a ring, but I don't think we're there yet, Marty.
Well,
should
whatever.
We get into that?
we've got a full spring to talk about that.
Okay.
But I'm going to send you to Pave. You're going to love Pave Fine Jewelry. My ring here.
Yeah, you
pinky
are.
Ring.
You are.
Yeah. It's really special stuff. So
all
we're
right.
Send you, where are the folks today? I haven't asked you about
Nancy
Hayden Crowley.
I have not
FX.
Checked in. Yesterday they rode their bikes over to Sausalito. They came back and turned on the pregame show. The weather delay worked well for them. They were able to get the bike ride in and then come back and enjoy pregame with Marty Lurie for the first time.
Wonderful. All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Thanks. Of course, we'll have you on doing this and catching up and follow you on the Bay Area News Group, San Jose Mercury News, and at K.O. Crowley on Twitter.
Can't wait. And Instagram now,
at
Giants Carry. Yeah. Big Instagram presence, Marty.
Really?
Trying to overtake Alex.
All right. Does Carmen know this?
Oh, yeah.
Carmen's
Carmen
aware of this?
Knows.
All right. All right. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you so much,
Marty. All right. That is the great Kerry Crowley. All right. That's our pregame show for today. It's Giants and A's, Andrew Suarez, Mike Fiers. We'll have our postgame show today. Bill Lasky is going to be on with us for a segment. I invited Vince Catronio from the A's to come over here maybe for a little bit on the postgame. I know A's fans would like to, you know, just turn a radio on and hear one of their voices. So if Vinny wants to come over, he's welcome to do that. Otherwise, Raf, great job, and we will talk to you later right here on the Sports Leader.